Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
Sorry about that.
So, Aria.
You're here now, Conan.
I'm here. Eighth hour.
So, governors and several... Trump wants to...
By the way, we asked Conan to stay home for the first hour because we were expecting Joe Jorgensen to be in the studio, but turned out that didn't work out. So that's
I was concerned you didn't want me asking her questions like, are you a lizard? who do you really work for? What's up? Tell me more.
Maybe if we have her back, you can ask her the weird stuff.
Well, I didn't find... As I mentioned out there, I only found out at like 6 o'clock that it was going to be a Zoom meeting thing, and at that point...
Yeah.
I didn't want to change your plans spur of the moment. I figured you're probably going to be busy anyway. So governors, I keep getting sidetracked. Trump wants to invoke the Insurrection Act.
Of course he does, which would have supposedly allow him to put troops in the streets.
Yes, and the thing about posse comitatus, we're told, is that the military. The military isn't allowed to act as a police force in the United States. However, if Trump says there's an insurrection, then he's allowed to do that.
Right. So basically, they can do anything they want to do. As we saw during the COVID crackdown, states across the United States just completely destroyed the economy, shut down people's ability to make a living for themselves. And arguably, they shouldn't have been able to do that, but they did it anyway. Yeah, and many people wanted it.
And the people, not only did they want it, but everyone else just let them get away with it. And as far as military in the streets, guess what? The majority, according to this particular poll at Breitbart, actually want it. And it only makes sense. I mean, look at all the people who want people staying home, want people wearing masks, want to stay quarantined for another month or two or wherever, however many years.
Same people who wanted the quarantine are the same ones out protesting now. And the same ones who were protesting the quarantine are sitting at home shaming the protesters now.
And want military in the streets to combat the people there, the anti-tribe, the people they're against, the people out protesting, the left. It's just two tribes fighting each other right now. They're back and forth. They both want authoritarian rule over each other. They both want to take each other's rights away from them because they think they know best.
Yes, and they don't seem to have the self-awareness to realize that if the other side loses their rights, then so do they.
Mm. Correct.
You
give up a little bit, and you're never getting it back.
The National Guard may be out there marching in the streets now, but if the right to assembly protests had been as aggressive, is the word I will use, as these protests throughout the nation, these riots throughout the nation, the National Guard would have been marching then.
From what I'm told, by the way, the National Guard is moved into Manchester, New Hampshire for tonight.
This is a candlelight vigil.
Supposed to be a candlelight vigil, but there's been some buzz on social media suggesting that violence may be happening during or after the vigil. Now, whether that has anything to do with the people at the vigil is a whole other question, because just because somebody says something on social media doesn't mean it's going to happen in real life, and they could very well be agents that work for the government
that
are
specifically
trying to gin up conflict and destruction because they want to have the excuse to come in and crack some heads.
Keep your eyes out for piles of bricks around Manchester.
That's another rumor.
We're told there's already at least one pile of bricks in Manchester.
Really?
From the thirsty something.
Take a picture of it.
No. What?
I've got a picture of it.
In Manchester?
In Manchester, yes.
And by the way, that overwhelming...
The thirsty moose? Is that it? It's the thirsty something. I can't remember the animal.
That overwhelming majority of folk who want military in the streets, they want National Guard. A smaller percentage want the actual military.
Mm-hmm. Well, the National Guard is the military.
They're weekend warriors. They're
not good military, but they are the military.
They're running around with empty magazines and whatnot. They don't know what's up.
That's not what I've heard. Rumor has it the National Guard does not have empty magazines on this particular deployment.
But
they may have some sort of non-lethal rounds in those magazines, but they do not have empty magazines.
Well,
neither do the people of New Hampshire.
That's true. Which is why I don't think that. That's why I don't think riots like we've seen in these other places are as likely to happen in Manchester, but all of New Hampshire.
Maybe Nashua, North Boston. But not around here. Not here, not in Manchester.
I don't even think in Manchester, yeah. Judging by what happened on Saturday, I was at the Black Lives Matter event on Saturday. It was entirely peaceful. There were two arrests, but it wasn't of anyone at the protest. What happened was apparently there were a couple douchebags in a truck that drove up, or some kind of vehicle, that drove up and, like, flashed a gun and threatened, like, brandished a gun in a threatening manner at some of the protesters. I don't know what they said. I didn't read the details on the story, but those two were arrested. So it was actually, the police actually did their job in that particular case and, like, you know, went after somebody who was threatening violence.
Yeah, the thing about New Hampshire is you just don't know which store owners have guns.
That's it. And homeowners.
You see these memes about we're coming from suburbia next, we're coming for
ain't gonna play out here.
Those are all fabricated. That's people on the right who are trying to make.
I was watching the Unicorn Riot channel and they were talking about that.
Oh yeah, they're talking about doing it.
The protesters, some of them were talking about
that. What they don't realize is, and here's the other one, for pig owners, of course, we know if you've ever seen Snatch, you don't mess with pig owners because those guys will eat you up.
You're talking about the movie.
The movie.
Okay.
Well, I'm talking about pigs actually consuming.
Yeah, that thing.
Leftovers. Yeah. Well, guess what? Chickens do too. So don't come to my house.
Really?
and considering I can't shop at Tractor Supply anymore, because
chickens will consume an entire body.
I have 40 something chickens.
Okay.
They'll take care of you. I have to help them a little bit. I got to chop you up a little bit.
Okay.
But unlike a pig, they'll just go after you. But I did hear. Well, I'm letting them know. I'm letting the protesters out there know. Don't come to them. Don't come to King, New Hampshire.
You're also not suburbia.
No, I'm kind of in the woods. I understand it. There was an 18-year-old who was arrested in Concord for actually trying to rile up and start some protests.
Oh, interesting.
Just day. I'm trying to find.
I don't know anything about Concord, but in Manchester there was nobody. There was no one from the protest was arrested.
So they were trying to start. They were trying to rile up protesters into where they were inciting riots, presumably.
Correct.
Okay.
Probably starting a pile of bricks as well.
Yeah, I'm optimistic for New Hampshire as far as it continuing these protests to continue to be nonviolent. I wish I could be there tonight. I understand that a lot of people are probably afraid of going to this particular event because of all the hubbub that is surrounding it. There are apparently a lot of National Guardsmen that have come into town, and, you know, so the feds are interested, obviously, in what's going on here.
I understand why people would want to avoid it. I would, if I wasn't here on the show, I would avoid Manchester tonight, but I would be inclined to avoid Manchester night, but I would also go to the candlelit vigil against my own better judgment, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, I just don't think that there's going to be bullets spraying everywhere at the candlelight vigil.
I don't know.
That's going to happen.
I mean,
anything's possible, but this is New Hampshire. People here, they must know that people have guns, right? Like, unless you're, like, brand new and you just came in here, it's your first day, you have no idea. If you've been around New Hampshire for a while, you're going to start seeing people with guns.
Open carry them regularly in their daily lives.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot of open carry that goes on, but it does happen. And it's also not uncommon to see people concealed carrying kind of incidentally reveal it. Right? Like, so not like they were intending to flash their weapon, but, like, I remember being at a Chinese restaurant, like a buffet, and some guy's, like, taken off his jacket, and you could see his gun then when he did that. There was another guy who was in a parking lot. He gets out of his car with a gun in his hand and puts it in his, you know, puts it in his belt or whatever.
That's me, by the way.
So, you know, you just kind of see those things up here.
So if the National Guard is in Manchester, that would mean Sununu requested them to be there,
that
right?
That probably is what that means, yeah.
Because, I mean, they don't just, like, show up. So it's not too surprising. Sununu says, as you said earlier, Michigan is reopening, and yet New Hampshire
right.
just extended
they do,
its lockdown.
They do work at the behest of the governor, right?
That's correct. The tyrant in Michigan, this woman that people had massive protests about and talked about how terrible she is, well, she's not as bad as Sununu. She just ended their lockdown. He's continued it for another 2 weeks.
Well, maybe we need social media talking about how horrible she is. I mean, Sununu is, and protesting him. It seemed to have been effective in Michigan. 855-450-3733.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew, at freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech by just visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Omaha Steaks, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Carmen.
It's Ian.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe using only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, which allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. Now, let's go real quick to the phones. We've got Brittany calling from Massachusetts. Brittany, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So last night I called in the last couple minutes of the show, and I said that the... You know, Trump had basically stated that there was a 7 o'clock curfew nationally, which was wrong, and that the announcement had happened like way later than it had actually happened. I was watching it through a social media app and I thought that it was live, and the way that he said it, I thought that he was, you know, making it so that it was a national curfew, but it wasn't, and that was misinformation. And I feel like in this time, it's incredibly important to say things that are true. And that
was he was talking about the D.C. curfew, which begins at 7 p.m.
Yep, exactly. And so I rewatched it and was like, did I just put misinformation on the radio? And I did. And I feel horrible. So I wanted to call in and say that I'm sorry and that that won't happen again, because when it comes to controversial information, it's so important that it's accurate. And
thank you for the correction. But I mean, it's very easy to pass along information that you believe is false. I mean, and when the president of the United States says something about a national curfew, it's understandable to assume that he knows what he's talking about.
He didn't use the term national, though, from what I understand.
He did not use national. He was just talking about a curfew will be put in place immediately, but he was talking about D.C. And obviously, he's like not a good spokesperson.
Didn't he also say that the military is being deployed to D.C. specifically?
Yes, he did.
So he's threatened to put the military in the streets in the rest of the country. He says if the governors don't, quote, dominate the streets with their police, that he will do it by sending in the military with this whole insurrection act that you mentioned earlier.
So the federal government is essentially threatening to invade states.
State government. Exactly.
Yeah, you can look at it that way.
I love that because guess what? State government, hopefully, at least for the states that I believe in, for instance, New Hampshire, will stand up and say, well, you can go screw yourself because...
What are governors in Virginia, New York, Pennsylvania, and Delaware have already turned down requests from the defense secretary to send in the National Guard? And Cuomo says he's going to say thanks, but no thanks.
Interesting.
Exactly. So,
but these are all Democratic governors, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, regardless of what party they're in, they're standing up against the federal government and saying this is what we want, this is what our people want. And
but if it was
amazing.
A Democratic president who was threatening it, would their stories be different?
Yeah, good question.
Good point.
Well, now, maybe it could be like a ploy for socialism, which I don't fucking understand.
Oh, my God. Yeah, can't say that on the radio. That's too bad. I was going to ask her why she's still in Massachusetts. Like, she sounds like she's way too cool.
Yeah.
For Massachusetts.
I mean, it's only
I didn't even catch the F-bomb, so I'm glad you did.
It's only a skip and a hop, and you're up here with the with the cool cats
and kittens. Yeah. And she called last night. She said she was from Palmer. I got arrested in Palmer, Massachusetts once at the town hall.
Probably before she found out about
like
you.
Like a decade ago.
We're doing something legitimate for sure.
For recording video.
Oh, yeah. They arrested you? Well, they used to arrest people here in Keene for that, didn't they?
No, they've never. I don't think they've arrested someone for recording video in town hall.
Okay.
Not here.
Just courthouses. And I mean, even that has
happened
in the last.
Yeah, that did happen at a courthouse,
All right, well, as I was talking about, some of these governors have already said that, you know, they've been offered National Guard troops and they've turned them down.
I don't understand how they're offered National Guard troops, because don't they have control over the National Guard, the governors? Isn't that how that works?
Well, isn't there the state National Guards and the... Federal National Guard?
I don't think so.
You have the reserve, and then you have the National Guard.
Right.
So individual states, I'm aware, have their own National Guard.
Correct.
Which is silly.
Which are controlled by the governors, from what I understand. But there's some sort of federal component involved in that as well.
Oh,
sure
I see. Yeah,
is.
I misread. They turned down requests from Defense Secretary Mark Esper to offer National Guard troops to help with security in Washington, D.C.
So meaning they wanted
the defense secretary wanted the states to send their National Guard
to D.C.
And they said no.
Okay.
Which is still good.
I guess.
But it could be better. So unfortunately, I've got this entire article backwards, and it's no longer worth discussing.
Yeah, that's all right. We do have that story, Conan. You've got the guy who you were saying was in Concord, got arrested.
Misspoke. It was Manchester, where the event is taking place this evening. And if you think the authorities are not monitoring you, even for thought crime, think again. Today, a 19-year-old was arrested in New Hampshire after his Facebook post invited people to protest racism and police brutality by tipping police cars and spraying graffiti, authorities said. Daniel Zuron is being held on preventative detention pending his arraignment Tuesday in Manchester Circuit Court on criminal threatening charge.
This is as dumb as those people you see who, like, rob banks and then post with the stolen money for selfies on Facebook. You idiot.
Manchester,
even if you post it friends only, the government can and will access anything you post publicly on Facebook.
These are the same clowns who are walking through the grocery store licking groceries or trying to underarm the deodorant and Instagramming the whole thing and thinking nothing's going to come back and bite them. Or the ones that are eating the ice cream, licking the ice cream and putting it back on the shelf. This is just, it's a whole new generation of, I got to get my 15 minutes.
I don't think it's a generational thing. There are idiots in every generation.
Yeah, they're trying to highlight it. Their egos are so huge. They want that 15 minutes. They want the whole world to know that they're an idiot. Whereas everyone else is just kind of, they're idiots on their own time.
I don't think it's that this person was seeking fame. I think this person was, of course, I tend to believe the best of this. So I think he's probably genuinely seeking the change that he desires, which is police accountability or whatever. I don't know what he wants.
A 19-year-old white kid in New Hampshire. I mean, what has he got to be upset about?
Are you an ageist? There's plenty to be upset about. Even if he's 10 years old, it's understandable to be upset about the police murdering people.
You already had your friends arrested by the time you were 19 for various
different
non-crimes.
I had already been arrested by the time I was 19.
This kid looks like, where is Ashland at? What kind of community is that? Anyways, Manchester police became aware of the Facebook post that encouraged criminal acts and asked people to take examples from riots in other cities on Saturday, according to the Manchester Police Department. A joint investigation led by Manchester Police with the assistance of the New Hampshire State Police, Ashland Police, and the FBI determined that the post originated from a home in Ashland and that Zuron was the author of that police. So they're a bunch of folks sitting around looking for this stuff. Guys, stop licking the ice cream. Stop posting you want to flip cop cars on Facebook because they're watching us.
Yeah, this is not something anyone should. I mean, if you plan illegal activity or you have committed illegal activity, please use your brain. Don't post about it for the whole world to see. 855-450-FREE.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Protests are continuing to ramp up all across the country as over 40 cities are imposing curfews amid those protests in hopes they don't turn into looting or violence across the United States. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz tells Fox News protesting is fine, but looting and rioting needs to stop.
Every American has a right to speak and to peaceably express your freedom of speech. What you don't have a right to do is engage in violent rioting. What you don't have a right to do is loot. What you don't have a right to do is light police cars on fire and attack your fellow citizens. And we need law enforcement to be unequivocal that if you do that, you will be arrested, you will be prosecuted, and you will spend a very long time in jail.
And the attorney for George Floyd's family is urging for violent protests to end. You're listening to USA Radio News. Gun sales are soaring across America. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
People buying more and more firearms amid protests over the killing of George Floyd, the unrest it's caused in the streets, as well as COVID-19 restrictions. The research firm Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting estimates that more than 1.7 million guns were sold in May, and that was an 80% jump over the same time last year. And stock prices for a number of big gun makers have also been up recently. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper is rejecting the GOP's plan for a full-fledged convention in Charlotte, telling Republican officials the only way the convention will move forward is with proper health protocols in place. The president and Republicans are wanting a 50,000-person event. This could mean the GOP convention could be moved to either Florida, Georgia, or Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
It's Ian.
And today, large corporations act as middlemen for our everyday online communications and transactions. Often, they work hand-in-hand with governments, as we've seen with the coronavirus tracking software that is now being used by police to track protesters. In the last few years, these centralized social networks have all launched payment networks. Bitcoin and Ethereum have not been scalable enough to compete. The team behind Intercoin spent the last decade creating an open, web-based, decentralized social platform to rival Facebook and Google. Now they can use it to roll out a revolutionary payment platform on top. If decentralized crypto doesn't soon gain mainstream adoption to power everyday payments, it'll be Facebook and WeChat's world, and we'll just live in it. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that have been lost in the real world and on the internet. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you also think freedom is important, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in the project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Again, that's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. Now, more to their point, Facebook this information, this kid who was arrested in Manchester, this 19-year-old, he was posting this crap to Facebook. Wasn't it? Or was it Twitter or...
Facebook.
Yeah. See, I didn't even know 19-year-olds still use Facebook.
Good point. Maybe he's not real. Maybe this is all fake.
That's why he got caught right there, because he's not with the other 19-year-olds using Telegram and Instagram.
They're not on Telegram. That's not a thing, is it?
Yeah.
Really?
But for totally different purposes.
Okay. What does that mean?
They're not in it for the privacy reason, really. I mean, it's more of a decentralized chat platform and chat groups and things like that.
I wouldn't call it decentralized.
True.
It's all run on the Telegram servers.
But it's very similar to Snapchat, except Snapchat, everything is temporary. Well, the group chats are permanent.
I'd always heard Snapchat was the thing. Like, that was the thing where the young people went
TikTok
to
after now.
Facebook. Okay, yeah, TikTok.
But I don't know. I tried it once.
I tried TikTok once, and there was a trucker who had a pretty good channel. He told some good jokes.
Okay.
And where does Instagram stand in the whole realm of things? Or do they use that?
Yeah, I know they do. It's mostly people posting selfies and pictures of cakes and crap that they made and vacation photos. I mean, that's where most of these social influencers are, is Instagram. Mm.
So there's your first mistake, Daniel. You shouldn't have been on face-to-face with all the Karens. They reported you.
Well, he certainly shouldn't have been on the internet suggesting that people should go out and physically turn over police cars and whatever else it was he was advocating.
I have no doubt he's in some group, probably with the words dank in it. And that's all they do is post memes about this. I'm in a bunch of them. In fact, those are some of my favorite groups, by the way.
Isn't the claim, and I don't know if you read this before, I might have missed you saying it, but I saw one of these headlines about this young man saying that he said it was a joke?
It's not in this report,
okay.
No.
Well, sure, when the police arrest you for saying something on the internet, your first response is, dude, that was a joke.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound... I mean, that's not funny, right? Like, to say... to tell people to go and cause a riot, that's not a funny thing to do. There's no joke there. Like,
I said, he's in these groups and he wakes up and he's in the first 50 posts he sees is nothing but riot aftermath and people joking about it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I could do this. I could add to the fun. And he starts posting on his own timeline.
It sounds like they tracked him by his public IP address is what it sounds like, because they tracked him to his house. They didn't just look and say, oh, well, this is this person's Facebook account, so this is obviously who it is. It sounds like he did at least use a sock puppet account.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that. But if they had to involve the state police and the FBI and all of that, then it wasn't just some cop scrolling through Facebook saying, oh, this kid just posted this. We should go arrest him. It sounds like they had to do a little bit more work than that. So.
Right.
Maybe clearly not a VPN, but definitely a sock puppet account would be what I would think. So he did at least have that level of sense. But that's not much sense.
Do you know if he was charged federally or under state statutes?
Not a clue.
Yeah, because there are federal statutes, according to what I found here on the internet, about inciting a riot. So there could be federal charges. I'm not sure.
They are looking for the strongest penalties allowed by law, whatever those might be.
Against this 19-year-old kid who unwisely posted something on the internet.
Meanwhile, there are actual people who are actually out there burning things down.
Not in New Hampshire that we know.
Not yet, no. And hopefully it doesn't come to that. But yeah,
well, as we've been discussing, it doesn't seem likely to come here in New Hampshire.
Well, there apparently, now there's a rumor and a photograph that you showed me, Aria, of somebody posting a photo online claiming to be in Manchester, New Hampshire, looking out what appear to be some storefront windows at a place called the Thirsty Moose. I don't think it's related to the Thirsty Owl, which is a bar here in Keene, but the Thirsty Moose bar in Manchester apparently has multiple pallets of bricks sitting out in front of it. Now,
whether that's a true statement
or not, or the photo is legit, or, you know, was the photo taken 6 months ago, or was it taken today, it would seem to be relatively easy to verify this. If somebody is in Manchester and knows where this restaurant is, they could go by there.
Yeah, if we can get some boots on the ground, whoever there right now, it'd be really nice. There's about four or five pallets just kind of haphazardly laying out there in the middle of the street. It doesn't look like the way that a business construction team would lay them out, nice and straight and maybe even stacked on top of each other. These are just kind of laying out there in the middle of the street.
Yeah. Who's delivering these?
Exactly.
Who's paying for
Who's paying for it? Maybe George Soros or something, you know, something like
and
that.
Who,
right?
And who is paying to truck people in, to bus these protesters in from other states? Because that's happening as well.
Well, I didn't, you know, when I was in Manchester on Saturday for the Black Lives Matter protest that happened there, obviously I didn't interview the whole crowd, but I didn't see anybody getting on or off buses. That doesn't mean that that didn't happen. I didn't notice that happening. There were certainly some people there from Massachusetts, but it's not hard to get here from Massachusetts.
Yeah, you know, and this is a great argument for why we shouldn't have like a UN military when you're actually shipping foreign soldiers onto foreign soil to enact, you know, policies on another, you know, government, another country. This is the same thing. If you truck in, if you bus in people from out of state, of course they're not going to feel the pain if they're burning down someone else's auto zone. If it was their own, they might, I don't know, they might take a step back. But yeah, you bus foreigners in, and That's a good tactic if you want to actually cause destruction like this. You get the other team in.
I can't disagree, but I don't like the concept of foreigners and non-foreigners.
Well, I mean, you know? I mean, it's.
I understand that's the way humans work.
Of course, we're talking about imaginary boundaries, but yes, that is the way people work. That's the way humans work. There's always going to be that team versus team mentality, and I like competition. I like a good little bit of competition. Sometimes to spice life up a little bit. Some people take it way too damn far where they're sitting there, you know, flipping cars after the game that they lost or won because they're, you know, one of these footballers in England, what do they call themselves?
The hooligans.
The hooligans. They're out there. I mean, they take it way too damn far. We got some footballers in this country who take it way too far.
We just saw that after the Stanley Cup victory. I don't remember now who won, but somebody won, and there were riots.
Yep.
And I'm sure there are riots somewhere after every Super Bowl. It's more of a sports hooliganism problem than anything, because that generally doesn't happen in boxing, even though boxing is a sport, let me rephrase that whole thing. Yeah, largely a football problem.
Yeah, how many golf riots have you ever seen?
But football and hockey both are fairly aggressive sports.
Yeah.
So it kind of...
It makes sense.
Yeah. But you wouldn't see that when Tiger Woods, or insert golfer, because I don't pay any attention to golf, loses whatever it is that they compete for.
I don't know any of these sports ball terms that you're throwing at me. This is all alien to me. It's all foreign to me.
You're doing better than I am, because the only golfer I know is Tiger Woods. So
that's it. That's all I know.
More about these riots, these protests, 855-450-3733, 855-453, as in freedom.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. The time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Ian.
And we're talking tonight about the various protests, the government's responses to these protests, and the one happening here in, well, not here in, but very near to here, Manchester, where allegedly someone has placed several pallets of bricks outside of a particular bar somewhere near the park where the candlelight vigil is supposed to be happening. In addition, there has been social media buzz for the last, I don't know how long, about something big happening tonight in Manchester. And we're told the National Guard is in Manchester in order to respond to whatever may or may not happen.
I've heard that from multiple people, although Thirsty Moose is not near Stark Park at all. Stark Park, which is where the vigil is supposed to happen, is 2.2 miles from the Thirsty Moose. That is not easy walking distance for your typical loser who's going to participate in some sort of violent action.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Larry calling from Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Just to be clear, Thirsty Moose is downtown Manchester, and the park is like North Manchester.
Is there anything around this park, or is it just trees and stuff?
I think it's a residential area. I've never seen it myself. But
if you were to want to cause a lot of destruction, burn down actual storefronts and all, the bricks are probably in the right place.
That's correct.
Go ahead, Larry.
They are now using the black people again for this. They're using us. I mean, it's just it's embarrassing to watch. When these people get confronted about what they really want, they don't want anything. They're just out there for the heck of it. So I just think that this, the whole thing is phony. And I think it's something to get away from the coronavirus force that has led us into the thing. But what is in Stolen City is about it, guys, is they are doing, getting ready to do a giant transfer of wealth and money from the people that were making it a little bit. They're going to take, the rich people are going to take all the money off the table through foreclosures, and there's going to be a tremendous amount of homeless people who cannot make their rent. And it's just a way of getting rid of a lot of people. So, and people are definitely going along with it. Colored people are so childish. And I'm colored myself, right?
That is not a fair thing to say. I mean,
not at
they
all.
Are childish.
People, I mean, maybe that's been your experience, but that's not been my experience with,
okay,
with
well,
black people.
I know you can't say that, but the majority.
No, I, that's just, I mean, it sounds like it almost sounds like
Larry.
It almost sounds like you're, you know, it's something like Chris Cantwell would say, right? Like you're putting all these people in one group, and it's not fair. I mean, these are individuals. Some people may be childish, but others are not. Are you childish?
I don't know whether I am or not.
Are you the only... Oh, you don't know?
Are you childish? I don't know whether I am or not, but no. But,
oh, so you're the only black person who's not childish by your own definition?
I don't know. But anyway,
okay.
Here's what happened at the governor's mention. There was some people protesting downtown on the circle, right? So they marched all the way up to 46th Street, which is about maybe 5 or 6 miles, right? When they got there... The one guy that was leading the thing on the bullhorn and everything, he went over there and made friends with the police officers and wanted them to walk with him, and they made friends, right? So they were probably too tired to do anything at the governor's mansion, but it was so stupid. The one thing that he asked him is, what do you want? They don't know what they want. I mean, you go out and protest, and you don't even know what you want. And even if they give it to you, you can't receive it because, like I said on your program before, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, that's what they always bring up and bring up Martin Luther King. And he's the one that destroyed the black man in America. He destroyed our communities, our fledgling businesses, our segregated schools. At that time, we're moving us forward.
Larry, let me interject here with a few questions. Being a libertarian, if somebody were to ask me at a protest what I wanted, would I be able to give them a quick 15 to 30 second answer? No. I'd be like, man, you're going to have to read decades of authors' works about what I want. And it's going to take you years to really understand what worldview I have in my head that I want to see here in reality.
I mean, I can sum it up in 15 seconds. End the police state, peace on earth. Boom. There you go. That's what I want.
They didn't have a list. That's the fallacy. And I think that they've got our downtown boarded up. All our restaurants are going to be not going to be opening back up.
Damn, yeah, man. Just when you thought you could go back out to eat.
I did want to go back out and sit down and have a meal. But you think I went to my favorite restaurant tonight? They're not going to open back up.
No.
And you know what's going to be? The long lines at the drive-through selling us anything they want to sell us, and we'll be right there to lop it up. So Americans are, and, you know, I will say this, because you guys are Caucasians, right?
I don't know what that means.
You're white. Well, you're white.
I am not from the Caucasus region.
That's what they say on the Europe to India.
I'm like 10% Jewish.
Okay, well, you don't understand what I'm talking about. So I think
Jews are white.
They're using the black man. And you look at George Wallace said, the black man is going to destroy America. He's doing it now. They're just using it.
Larry, thank you so much for the call. I can't allow this racist nonsense to continue. I mean, if you didn't say that you were black, I would have dropped your call long ago.
Self-hating black?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
I would not allow a person who stated they were white to sit there and say such horrific things about other demographics.
But I think what I'm hearing from Larry, I know he's a good old boy. He sounds like he's from the country. He sounds like he's working on a farm.
He's
maybe
from Indianapolis.
I think he's pointing out a particular contingent of the black population, the people who live in the cities, and that's a whole, and it's not just the black city folk, it's the white, mm-hmm. it's the white folk as well. They all kind of suck.
Well, yeah,
which is kind of why I don't live in the damn city.
But yeah. The white people are worse in the rural areas.
Like this guy we were talking about earlier, who lives in a 2,000 population, and here he's got all this time to get on FaceSpace.
Well, I'm thinking more like the trailer parks in Mississippi. I mean, if you want to see white culture, whatever it is, at its worst, I mean, that's...
White trash.
That's just where it is, right?
I do want to go back to what he said, though, about people at these protests not really knowing what they want. I think that was a legitimate point, and I would say that that was sort of palpable when I was at the Manchester protest, the Black Lives Matter event. I think that a lot of the people at these events are rightfully upset because they can see what's wrong, because it's, like, clear.
No,
right?
No. They can't see what's wrong.
Sure you can. You can see the police busting people's heads open.
They know something is wrong. I don't think they know what it actually is. They just know something doesn't feel right.
No, I think they know that the police are busting innocent people's heads open and destroying innocent life.
So they return the favor by doing the exact same thing.
They did not do that in Manchester at the protest. I'm not talking about rioters. I'm talking about the protesters.
Right, okay. So I'm thinking about everything I'm seeing on the social webs right now these days, the internet.
What you're seeing
is
the
real world that you live in.
What you're seeing...
But it is someone's real world. Someone is having their building burned out right now.
What you're seeing is a minority of people, right? If you have 1,000 people, only a small portion of them is likely going to participate in some sort of violent destruction of property. However, they're going to get all the media attention.
Correct.
So all the peaceful people who were out protesting don't get any attention anymore because all these jackballs are lighting things on fire. But I'm talking about just the protesters, okay? The ones who want something to change. They know there's something wrong. They know what it is. They know that the police state exists. They know that the police are not their friends. So they know that the police are, in these cases, the problem. But all they seem to want is justice. When you go around like you watch the Unicorn Riot...
They don't want to actually tear down the system and try something different. They want to fix it.
Not always. Sometimes they do want a different system, but they don't know what they want. They just... And I'm only saying this because the Unicorn Riot guy, when he was... They're broadcasting from Minneapolis and I think some other places, but initially it was Minneapolis. He would ask people, like, what do you want to see after this? What do you want to... It was a good question. Now, the guy who's behind the camera is a commie, but, you know, he was asking a good question, so he got some interesting answers. And, you know, people don't really know. They don't really know. They haven't thought that far.
And those are the people. And those are the people who I was talking about. I think they don't understand how they've gotten here. But they have been locked down for 3 months. They probably don't have a job anymore. If they ever did, they're bored. They're angry.
Right? You don't think young people are worth the crap that they weigh, do you?
Where did you get that?
Where
did you get that from what I just said?
You just perpetually crap
I'm talking
on young
about
people.
The people who are burning things down.
And they have issues.
Protesters. They have issues.
Saddle up. It's New Dynavite for horses.
They're always on the move, always eating, grazing 17 to 20 hours a day.
In their natural state, they eat only grass.
Picture a pasture or a plain.
The nice big pasture, the very green.
The grasses and the different plants.
That's your basic forage.
I don't think there's anywhere on the planet where you have consistent, healthy pasture all year.
So we start supplementing with the hay and the grain. The grain has a lot of sugars in it, and the hay, the dried out hay, loses a lot of nutrients.
Curing under the sun, it loses about 80% of the beta carotene, omega-3s, and vitamin E.
So Ed has figured out how to freeze-dry the greenness in the grass.
I said, why don't I make a supplement that's as close to healthy pasture as I could get?
All of the nutrients that are lost when the grass becomes the hay. I like Dynavite. It's simple, it's straightforward. My horses get what they need. I can see immediate results.
Check out New Dynavite for Horses at Dynavite.com.
It doesn't take much, just one little scoop. I get my Dynavite from Dinovite.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.